tired. I know you get down. I know you get sick of the soul sucking town. But let's make a little lemonade if lemons is all we got. Cause I'm stuck on you, you're stuck on me. I never gotta wonder where my honey be. I ain't saving all my sugar for a Saturday night. 7 days a week I got an appetite. Sunset's like a tangerine. Let's find a road we've never seen. Don't waste another mile or a minute not kissing me. Life is short, make it sweet.
I'm Sherry Preston. The Idaho prison inmate who escaped from a Boise lockup with the help of an accomplice found following a two-day manhunt. Idaho State Police Lieutenant Colonel Sheldon Kelly says the two are now accused of two murders while on the run.
We did find the shackles at the scene of one of the homicides, so that's one of the ways that we tied them together.
The two men captured separately about 130 miles from Boise. The U.N. Security Council set to vote today on a U.S.-sponsored resolution calling for an immediate and sustained ceasefire in Gaza to allow the delivery of humanitarian aid to more than 2 million hungry Palestinians. Lawmakers in Congress have introduced a $1.2 trillion spending package that sets the stage for avoiding a partial government shutdown over the weekend. There's a vote set for today, a publicly traded shell company looking to merge with former President Trump's social media outlet. If it gets the okay, Trump would get a big payout. This is ABC News. When it comes to paying for a roof over your head, the scales have tipped a lot in favor of renting. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
The average monthly payment right now on a new apartment lease is about $2,100. When you look at the average monthly payment on a new home mortgage, it's almost $3,000. So in other words, it's about 40% more expensive to buy right now than to rent when you're just comparing those monthly costs on average. Obviously, this data is going to change based on where you live. There are some markets that rent is more. There are markets where it's a lot more to buy.
That's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. A lot of people back in a buying mood, though. The National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes surged 9.5% last month. And a game played in the basements of a lot of homes is celebrating half a century. Dungeons & Dragons, marking its 50th anniversary, partnering with Converse. Limited edition D&D Chuck Taylors will debut next month. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? or all of it. Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A one-time associate of former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani is accusing Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson of spreading misinformation about President Biden's family at the Russian government's behest.
So when the media was getting skeptical, the plan was to have a U.S. Senator, Ron Johnson, to push that disinformation even further.
Correct.
Lev Parnas testifying at Biden's impeachment hearing yesterday. Johnson's office says the claim is baseless. A new poll shows Donald Trump with a 3-point lead over President Biden among Wisconsin voters. The survey was done by Emerson College Polling and The Hill. Trump's lead is within the poll's margin of error. The same voters give Senator Tammy Baldwin a 3-point lead over Eric Hovde. That's 4 points closer than last month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, April 6th at the Big Bear Lodge, it's Dick Verbsky's Disadvantage Adventures 7th Annual Indoor Fishing Contest. Just purchase a fishing license for $5, sit on a warm bar stool, have a couple of drinks, and win prizes for just ordering a drink. The fishing contest starts at 11 a.m. with weigh-in at 4 p.m. The grand prizes are an over-and-under shotgun, a 65-inch smart TV, a pellet smoker slash grill, a 410 shotgun, and a Rough Rider 22 pistol.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98QCountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
Snow will end this morning and we'll actually see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 34. Wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 8 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 31 with more snow tomorrow night. That'll be the beginning of our next system that could bring some decent snow and rain from Monday through Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Before we get to the sports, let's get you our keyword of the day in our text to win contest. Our keyword for this hour anyway is green, G-R-E-E-N, green. You text that through the Civic Media app and you'll automatically be in for this hour's hourly giveaway of an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort. Includes water park passes. And we've already had, I know I've talked to at least two or heard of at least two people here right here that have won. Now this is a contest with our Civic Media stations across the state. So get entered in there to win. It's very simple. Civic Media app. If you don't have it on your phone, put it on your Android or iPhone. Go to 98Q and just hit text green. Got to do that this hour before 8 o'clock to get entered in for the hourly drawing for the Chula Vista getaways and the grand prize drawings also at the end of the whole contest. Green is this hour's keyword.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The Bucks hold off the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Brooklyn Nets 115-108. Milwaukee jumped out to a 20-point lead early. Doc Rivers.
The first half, the ball was hopping. It was beautiful. And then we kind of went back to that old, you know, hold the ball, no movement style, which we're talented enough to get away with it, but it's not the way you're going to win in the long run. And we had to play ourselves through that, and I thought we did that.
March Madness, the Marquette Golden Eagles taking on Western Kentucky this afternoon in the NCAA tournament. Tyler Kolek back for Marquette after suffering that strained oblique muscle injury. Tonight, it's the Badgers and James Madison University. Tip-off time, 8:40. Greg Gard on facing JMU's Terrence Edwards.
He's like some of the guys we've seen in our league, just he can score. I mean, he just knows how to find the bottom of the basket. And he's the MVP of that league for a reason.
That's Wisconsin Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I wake up with it. I play the contest. I listen all day.
98Q Country.
I was born the first year of Gen X or the last year of Gen Jones, depending on which chart you look at. But everyone forgets Gen X. Even CBS News forgot Gen X last year. They did this whole thing on all the generations. They did Silent Generation, Boomers, and then they skipped over 65 million of us Jan Bradys, and then they went right down to the Millennials and the Post-Millennials. But here's all y'all need to know about Gen Xers. We don't care. We don't care. In fact, we kind of like it that you left us off your little list, CBS News, because we're like the secret dive bar that only the locals know about. We don't advertise, but we're never going out of business. Now, the Boomers, and particularly the Gen Jonesers and the Gen Xers, we share some things in common. The first thing is we are strong people. We didn't need sunscreen. We just laid out on giant sheets of aluminum foil with baby oil and iodine. Right? Hawaiian Tropic Red Label. We put our chairs up on the roof to get higher to the sun. We only turned over when the radio station told us to.
It's officially underway. The NCAA tournament. March Madness is upon us.
Cuts. Hey, Jim, we're not allowed to say madness anymore. It's insensitive to people that are mentally ill.
Okay.
Don't miss March Insanity.
Cut. That's the same as madness.
March Manic Depression is upon us.
Cut. That's just as bad as insanity, but more specific.
Get ready for March Multiple Personality Disorder, coupled with Bipolar Disorder.
Cut. Seriously, Jim? Seriously?
Do you really think that people with mental illness care what we call a basketball tournament? They have better things to worry about, like the voices in their heads.
You got me there.
March Madness. Don't miss it.
It's Friday.
know it's the weekend, right?
Yeah.
You know it's the weekend, right?
I don't know about you, but I don't think we should wait until the weekend to turn up.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Son of a third generation farmer. I've been married to
98QCountry.com.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. Such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face. Taste the rain on my lips. In the moonlight shadows. Wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. Such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face. Taste the rain on my lips. In the moonlight shadows. But the song in this heart of mine. But the smile.
Country classic, Eddie Rabbit, and 98Q Country. How you doing here? We got the lighter part of the snow here in the Park Falls area. I see some heavier snow amounts, especially to the south. So depending on where you are, you may have gotten a little more than we did here in Park Falls. But Park Falls, a light, fluffy, less than an inch, not much at all. It'll flurry a little bit here this morning, but then clearing off, some sunshine will probably burn off quite a bit of that snow this afternoon. High's only about 32, but the sun is getting, the sun is the big yellow warm thing up there. It'll do its work this afternoon. Tomorrow will give you a good day to be traveling and be out and about. Sunday, not so much. Sunday and into Monday, they're forecasting for Price County area, 6 to 10 inches of snow. Could be some freezing rain, sleet, could be all kinds of stuff, and they're probably most in the form of snow. But that's one thing that the meteorologists still haven't figured out. When that moisture, wherever it comes from way up there, between there and here, they haven't quite figured out if it'll come down in snow, sleet, freezing rain, what it'll do when it gets here and hits the ground. That's always a mystery. So you have to be on top of that. So again, the rest of today, once if you get through this here stuff this morning, the rest of today, tomorrow, good. Sunday, Monday, maybe even into Tuesday, not so much. Keyword for this hour for our Ride into Spring Text to Win contest. I've been having just a lot of fun with this. I hope you have too. We've never done something like this before on 98Q. And I'm having a good time with it, seeing all the text messages come in the entries and seeing local people win overnight stays to Chula Vista Resort with water park passes. Pretty cool. And then you're in for the grand prize drawing. There's two grand prize drawings of bikes, 3-in-1 blender, outdoor furniture. So the keyword is green. You got to text that to us before 8 o'clock to get an entry in for the hourly drawing and for the overall grand prize stuff. So green is the key word. Text that to us before 8 this morning. Just on your Android or iPhone, download the Civic Media app out of your Play Store. Hit 98Q, hit text, and put green in there. And then we'll have another one at 10 this morning, at 1 o'clock, and again at 3. We'll take the weekend off. We'll come back and do it all again next week. It's going to run all next week. Our text to win contest. I hope you're having fun with it. I certainly am having fun with the NCAA bracket contest. Bragging rights. Bragging rights for 5 of our morning show listeners who are sitting atop. 14 of 16, correct. Kate Nicholas, Mark Hill, Ruth N., Tom Lochner, Dave Nicholas, all at 14 correct. We'll give a little kudos out to the 13 correct people, too, because that's pretty good. That's 3 more than I got. Dean Murlock, Bob Robertson, Cindy Pritzel, Diane M., Kurt Tolmeyer. Who else got 13 here? Stephanie Ernst. Nice. Paul Nicholas. Jake Herbst. Jerry Setterman. Kate Lochner. Who else here? Who else got 13 right? Tim Lenz, Brian Baratka, Kelly Thielman, Antonio Petzl, Al Obermeyer. No, wait a minute. Those are 12. I went down too far. So Antonio had 12, actually. So it ends at Kelly Thielman with 13. If you had Kentucky winning the national championship, which I don't think many people did, if any, you're in trouble. That was the only real big dog that went down yesterday, unless you picked some lower seed to win it all. Which the Monkey did, by the way. The Monkey had Wagner winning the title, so not looking good for the Monkey with only 103 possible points. So check out, we put the standings on the 98Q Facebook page if you want to check it out there. I did my best. I love the CBS Sportsline site. One thing it's not good at is sharing the results with people who aren't in the contest. So I did my best to copy and put the standings there. So good luck to everybody in day 2 today. It's another great day for those who love basketball. Game started at 11 this morning. 16 games going on today. And I had 4 games on one screen yesterday. It was absolutely wonderful. My wife came home yesterday after a little venture in the morning. And at about 2 o'clock this afternoon, she made the statement, just randomly out of the air, she made the statement. She said, "Is this what it's going to be today?" Because I had the TV up with 4. It was broken into quarters, 4 of them, and then I could select which one I wanted. She made the statement, "Is this what it's going to be today?" And I said, "Pretty much." And she said, "I'm good with that." So she went and did something else. So it was a verbal contract, which is still floating in the air somewhere, that we made. Your bracket, how does your bracket look? Looking all right? My bracket, how bad is your bracket? My tournament bracket already has so many names scratched off of it. It's starting to look like Donald Trump's list of banks to he asked for a bond. So there you go. A little political humor coming up to the primary here. If you're looking for maybe a little something different employment-wise, Sierra Pacific is hiring crew members for various ships, offering flexible schedules. Listen to this. You could choose from a 4-day, 10-hour work shift with optional overtime on Friday, or you could do a weekend shift of 3 12-hour shifts. Enjoy competitive pay, $1,500 hiring bonus your first year. Join them at Sierra Pacific and start helping the world see clearly. You can apply in person in Medford or Merrill, online, spi-ind.com/careers. Sierra Pacific, an equal opportunity employer, welcoming applicants with disabilities and veterans. The Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show is coming up this weekend. We'll be out there broadcasting live. Big G will be there on location 9 to noon tomorrow. Darla will be there. I'll be there Sunday, as long as there's not like a foot of snow on the ground by the time I leave, but I'll be there Sunday shortly after it opens, probably 10:30 to about 12:30 or so. Gray will be out there also from noon to close, noon to about 2. We're going to talk with Jason Wonky this morning. He's with Wausau Homes, one of the big sponsors of this show for many, many years. Also, Mike Clemens, I'm interested to talk to him about the Marquette and Wisconsin basketball teams as they played today. He's following it. He's the man. So he'll join us at 9 o'clock this morning to talk all things sports. Again, your key word this morning to text us is green. Green, G-R-E-E-N. Do that before 8 o'clock to get in for this hour's Chula Vista giveaway. Let's get our news and sports now at 7:33.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Idaho prison inmate who escaped from a Boise lockup with the help of an accomplice found following a two-day manhunt. Idaho State Police Lieutenant Colonel Sheldon Kelly says the two are now accused of two murders while on the run.
We did find the shackles at the scene of one of the homicides, so that's one of the ways that we tied them together.
The two men captured separately about 130 miles from Boise. The UN Security Council set to vote today on a U.S.-sponsored resolution calling for an immediate and sustained ceasefire in Gaza to allow the delivery of humanitarian aid to more than 2 million hungry Palestinians. Lawmakers in Congress have introduced a $1.2 trillion spending package that sets the stage for avoiding a partial government shutdown over the weekend. There's a vote set for today, a publicly traded shell company looking to merge with former President Trump's social media outlet. If it gets the okay, Trump would get a big payout. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Historical Society is taking over an historic theater in Baraboo. The Al Ringling Theater will become an extension of Circus World. It'll continue to serve as a home for local and regional performing arts. The Al Ringling Theater was built in 1915. A conservative group wants Kyle Rittenhouse to speak to college students in Ohio. Rittenhouse killed two people during the Kenosha riots 4 years ago. Ali Greco is a student who wants to keep him off the Kent State University campus.
Past with violence, having it on campus is going against Kent State's mission, which includes ethical and humanitarian values in the service of Ohio and the global community. And this is not ethical, and this does not promote those values at all.
Four students were shot to death at Kent State in 1970. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Youth sports programming is open and available for registration. The spring 2024 session is currently available and will run from April 15th through June 8th. Whether your kids want to try soccer for the first time or hone in their t-ball skills before summer leagues, these skills classes will teach the basics without using laps and lines and will engage your child through the game's approach to learning sports. Sign up today at City Hall.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks hold off the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Brooklyn Nets 115-108. Milwaukee jumped out to a 20-point lead early. Doc Rivers.
The first half, the ball was hopping. It was beautiful. And then we kind of went back to that old, you know, hold the ball, no movement style, which we're talented enough to get away with it, but it's not the way you're going to win in the long run. And we had to play ourselves through that, and I thought we did that.
March Madness, the Marquette Golden Eagles taking on Western Kentucky this afternoon in the NCAA tournament. Tyler Kolick back for Marquette after suffering that strained oblique muscle injury. Tonight, it's the Badgers and James Madison University. Tip-off time, 8:40. Greg Gard on facing JMU's Terrence Edwards.
He's like some of the guys we've seen in our league. Just he can score. I mean, he just knows how to find the bottom of the basket. And he's the MVP of that league for a reason.
That's Wisconsin Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We're all about good people with good hearts delivering great care. It's what we do. It's who we are. And it's everything we believe in. So no matter what life is throwing at you or your community, you can count on Aspirus to be here for you. for good. Look to Aspira's Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
Sat down on a bar stool like a darn fool, 'cause she walked out again. Bartender said, I got you. Yeah, 'cause I, too, have been in your boots, my friend.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Sure.
Sometimes it's hard for me to understand, but you're teaching me to be a better man. I don't want to take this life for granted like I used to do. No, no, I want to love somebody like you. I'm ready to love somebody like you. I want to love somebody like you.
This hour is green. Get that texted to us in the next few minutes here before 8 o'clock. You got about 12 minutes to be in for this hour's hourly drawing and another entry in for the grand prize drawing and our text to win right into spring contest. Green, G-R-E-E-N. Text that through the Civic Media app. Just download that Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone and hit 98Q and text and you're good to go. You're good to go. All the good folks over at Park Falls BP, they're always ready for you in the morning with all your, cappuccino, your coffee, whatever it may be to get going, fuel up your car, get some snacks, and ready to roll. Always in and out. Easy to find right there. Park Falls BP. They're next to McDonald's here in Park Falls. Our bracket contest, game on, game two, day two today. And we got game one for the Marquette Eagles and the Badgers. Badgers will play later tonight. Marquette plays at 1 today. We'll talk with Mike Clemens at 9 about that and the Bucks and everything sports. We missed him last week because somebody wasn't here, but we'll do that. Busy morning. We're going to chat not only with Mike at 9, we've got Jason Wonky in from Wausau Homes. We're going to talk Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show. We're going to do the shopping show a little bit early today because Big G and the crew got places to be, things to do. So we'll do that about 8:30. As always, your local birthdays and the cake drawing to it right just before 8:30 at 715-762-3221. If you got a local birthday anniversary from this week or this coming weekend, we will get to a weather update. A little bit of light snow yet this morning. We did not get much here in the city of Park Falls. If you're in the outlying areas, I think south of Park Falls, you might have got a little bit more. But I think less or up to an inch for us, and that's going to be about it. A few flurries still kind of lingering. Things will clear off. The rest of the day will be good. Tomorrow will be good. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday going to be rough. They're talking like 6 to 10 inches maybe total over that Sunday, Monday time frame. We'll keep you updated on that with our weather crew here at Civic Media.
Hey, it's Big G here, and Monday nights mean one thing, hunger. Head over to Harborview on the Lake for all-you-can-eat spaghetti with sauce and garlic bread for just $17.99 till 8 p.m. Knock off early for happy hour from 2 to 4 p.m., staying half-priced appetizers and $3 beers. Mention me, Big G, for a special 10% discount from new owners Joe and Marisa. Don't wait, my discount ends March 31st. Harborview on the Lake in Phillips, Wisconsin, your Monday night hotspot.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your Boat Club at BJ's Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telec, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to Your Boat Club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer, located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. mallofamerica.com/spring.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
O'Reilly. Cleaning your fuel system can help your engine run better and improve gas mileage. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts and pick up a bottle of Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner on sale now. Buy one, get one free, plus get 2x O-Rewards points. Just add it to your tank during your next fill-up. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
Snow will end this morning and we'll actually see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 34. Wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 8 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 31 with more snow tomorrow night. That'll be the beginning of our next system that could bring some decent snow and rain from Monday through Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
There's a whole lot more
brand new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me.
Why do I have the only woman who believed in me religiously?
Always first with new music.
98 Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
trailer. Next thing you know, your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's pose. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And your sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that ring. And there the next 2 or 3 years go. Next thing you know, I weren't really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, she's standing there crying. Half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, wearing scrubs and a funny white hat. And the doctor saying, how you doing there, dad? And nobody's ever called you that. And you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. With a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, got a yard full of your kids' kids. And you take them to church, teach them to fish. And you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here.
98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.